Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Joining me in studio today is the Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters with Buffalo, Joanne Angel Andrusev. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. And thank you for joining me in studio once again. Last time you were in, we were doing a wrap-up of your very successful wine auction, and we'll get into that more later on in the show. But first, just for those who don't know, once again, what is Big Brothers Big Sisters with Buffalo?
So what we provide is we're basically a mentorship, we're a mentoring program. So all of our programs revolve around mentoring. So we have several different programs that we run at the office. We have our community-based program, which matches volunteers in the community to youth in the community that needs mentorship. So mm-hmm. we call those our bigs and our littles. And the idea is that volunteers a minimum for at least a year, and they're matched with that youth, and they meet for 2 hours once a week out in the community. And they can do lots of different things, whether it's reading, going to the movies, going to the park, any type of activities they'd like to do. And the idea is that you're providing some mentorship to that youth. We also have our in-school mentoring program, very similar, but it's only during school hours on school property. So you'd mm-hmm. meet them, say, for lunch or their recess during that time frame. We have corporate mentoring, where some corporate organizations or industries will meet with youth. So we might bring youth to that particular business, for mm-hmm. example, and a lot of that mentorship is around different conversations around job opportunities, what they have to do education-wise to get some of those job opportunities and some of those things. We also have a couple of group programs. We have our Full Circle Mentoring Program, which is an Indigenous based program, which is provided in 14 schools currently. Where the basis of that is it's about once a week for about 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes, depending on the program. And all of the mentoring that's done there is in a tiered fashion. So you have your facilitator, then a couple of volunteers, then a couple of youth in the mm-hmm. program. And last but not least, we have our Game On and Go Girls programs. So those are group programs that we offer on a need basis. So whenever school or somebody requests it or would like to run it. Currently, right now, we have one Go Girls program running.
And last time you were on the show, you said that you were in need of volunteers for the bigs, for the mentoring program. I'm still in need of volunteers?
Yes, 100%. We have a lot of kids on our wait list right now for both our community-based program and our in-school mentoring program. There's actually a larger number of kids on the wait list for in-school mentoring. And in-school mentoring is something that you can sign up, and it's a smaller commitment level because it's just for the school year. Mm-hmm. If the match worked really well and you want to be rematched the next school year, we can look into that possibility, but it's a smaller commitment. Whereas our community-based program, sometimes you're matched with a kid, and it essentially can keep going until that youth turns the age of 18, unless there's a reason why that match needs to close. But with our in-school mentoring, I mean, like I said, if you work near a school or something like that and you take a lunch hour, it would really just be one out lunch hour during the week for that youth. But right now, there's a number of kids that are just waiting that really want to be matched up, and mm-hmm. we're in constant contact with them, and they're always asking when they're going to get their big. So if anybody's considering or thinking about it, or has always kind of wanted to be a mentor or a big brother or big sister, but just never kind of, you know, made that move forward, even just calling our office to talk about it some more, we're mm-hmm. more than happy to have those conversations.
And for the in-school mentoring, it's just helping out the child with whatever, really, like, but from schoolwork to reading, whatever it may be.
Yeah, sometimes it's just coming in and having that chat. It's really mm-hmm. just an hour during school times, and a lot of the youth that are on our wait list are ones that deal with a lot of difficulties in school, like bullying. They're just not really fitting in. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're having some struggles at home, and it means they're a little bit shyer when they get to school because they have a lot of things going on. So it might even just be talking mm-hmm. or sitting down with them. We have a box of crafts that we kind of leave at each of the schools that we have any of our matches in, where there's like board games, there's some crafts, there's some coloring, there's some reading. So there's lots of options for them to do different things. But most of the time, they really just want to talk mm-hmm. and just want to chat about their day.
And is it in all the schools and all the districts in our region?
It can be. So really, we're just in whatever school that we have. If a parent requests that right. their youth needs some mentorship, then that we go to that school and we ask permission to kind of do that there. So it can be if mm-hmm. there's anybody out there who feels like their son or daughter should be with our program or needs that additional help. I mean, essentially all of us have mentors and need mentors in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's really just that extra person that kind of puts you first. And so for a young child, if your parents are really busy, there's going through a lot, you might have a lot of siblings, whatever that might look like. Then you're in school and a teacher has, you know, 20 to 30 kids in their classroom.
Yeah, they're busy.
So you're not first there either. You might see a school counselor, but you know that person's being paid to be there. So it's that extra person that's there because they want to be there, mm-hmm. and it's just for you. And so just by being there and just with that alone is that additional piece that youth needs to gain confidence and self-esteem and feel like they matter.
And that works for both programs.
It does, yeah.
And in addition, January, which is just wrapping up, is Mentoring Month with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, so all across Canada, technically January is Mentoring Month. So happy Mentoring Month to everyone. And yeah, so we just kind of wanted to do a shout out to all the people that are currently mentoring, whether it's a formal or informal mentoring process that you're doing. Thank you so much for mentoring somebody. Even if it's not through our program, we highly support anything to do with mentorship. So anytime you have an opportunity to mentor somebody else, you don't realize how much just giving a little bit of your time will mean to somebody else mm-hmm. in that mentoring process. So thank you for all the mentoring you have done. If you're considering doing some mentoring and you have any questions, by all means, call our office. Yeah, and happy Mentoring Month.
Have you had a mentor in your life?
I definitely have. I've had numerous different mentors, and I think that every time I've moved to a different job or a different place or a different community, you definitely have someone that kind of takes you under mm-hmm. their wing and shows you the ropes, and it's always made things so much easier when someone can introduce you around or make things a bit more familiar for you. And even growing up as a youth in the different programs I was in, I definitely always had somebody to look up to. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievably important how much that one person can do for you in such a short period of time.
Yeah, you don't realize if you're just spending an hour with someone a week, the impact that you're having on their life.
Yep. And in return, as a volunteer, in regards to different volunteer opportunities that are out there, you really get a lot back because you can see yourself, the change you're making for this youth as they move through. We talk to a lot of our bigs and, you know, from month to month, they can see those changes themselves, and that's the impact that they are having on those youth. So if you really want to feel like you're actually giving back and see kind of the fruits of the labor of mm-hmm. giving back, then this would be a great program to volunteer for.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll continue this conversation when we return after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7, brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper and Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after the union. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7, brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper and Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, joining me in studio today is the Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Wood Buffalo, Joanne Angel Andrusive. Before the break, we were talking about how January across Canada is Mentoring Month and some of the programs that they offer here in the Wood Buffalo chapter. Also coming up, you guys are launching Gold Rush. For those who don't know, what is that? What's going on?
Yeah, so Gold Rush is a new fundraising initiative that we are using. So currently there's a couple other Big Brothers Big Sisters organizations across Canada that have been doing Gold Rush, so we figured that we would adopt what they were doing and just, you know, spread it out. So essentially what it is it's just it's like a monthly 50-50. So every month it's a 50-50, but they're just a toonie each. So if you are really interested, for example, in a particular number, like mm-hmm. you really like the number 5, mm-hmm. you could buy number 5 in advance for the next 6 months and just be submitted in for that draw for 6 months just by paying in advance, because it's only $2 a ticket, so you can just pay you know, $12 and have your number for the next 6 months. So the idea is that we have the tickets being sold at, currently right now, the partners that we have Chocolates and Candlelight, we have Best Western, that's up in Taganova, mm-hmm. we have Stacks Fine Foods, and we also have Boston Pizza, as well as our own office location. So that's where you can get the tickets. Like I said, they're $2 each, and it works just like a 50-50. So the draw's at the end of every single month. So you can keep buying tickets throughout the month, as many as you'd like, and they're just $2 each.
And how this is going on for the full year?
Yeah. So every single month, at the end of every month, there will be a draw for that 50-50, and it will continue on all year round. We'll make the decision, I guess, at the end of the year, how successful it mm-hmm. is and if this is something we'd like to continue. But it works really well in other communities, so we thought we'd give it a try here. Really, it's just $2. And so your return on your investment is actually quite big, depending on how big the pot can get. And so the more that people buy or support, the bigger the chance of winning. So it's like a regular 50-50. So the winner would get 50% and the organization would then get 50%. And so for us, it's a great opportunity as well. If there's any businesses out there that would like to support a nonprofit but might not have the financial income to give them a donation or anything like that, to be able to sell some of these tickets on our behalf is a fantastic opportunity to also provide that support.
Could be a nice surprise at the end of the month. You forgot that you entered and then you get a call saying you won some money.
Yeah. And it's something that, like, you know, with Stacks, for example, you might be coming in to get a sandwich anyways, and it's just an additional $2 and it's just right there. So it's something that we're trying to make as accessible as possible for people to just purchase. And it could become a regular purchase. Maybe you go to Stacks every, you know, once a week for a sandwich and you're purchasing it then at that time. Or maybe, you know, there's some people staying at the Best Western in Taganova every so often, and they might buy one every time they're in town. But we're trying to make it as accessible as possible. Like I said, the tickets are really just $2 each. It's just a toonie. Which most people have that change in their car or in their pocket, or
just miss a coffee that morning, whatever it may be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a, just like I said, it's an opportunity as well for some businesses to support us as well in a, in a way that might be more suitable for them if they don't have the financial means to provide a donation, say, to an organization.
And the half that you receive, will that just go to general operations?
Yeah, so for us, because we've been expanding some of our programs, so say, for example, as I mentioned, the Game On and Go Girls programmings, they don't actually have any particular grants that support them currently as we're building them and we're starting to expand it to more schools. So it gives us the opportunity to test out a couple of different programs that have been proven to be best practice in other communities that we just haven't really offered here through Big Brothers Big Sisters. Game On and Go Girls are registered trademark to Big Brothers Big Sisters, so they're really phenomenal programs, but we need to kind of get them up and running and see how they work in the community before we can look at getting more like sustainable funding for them. Being able to do these kinds of fundraisers gives us that extra disposable income to kind of try out a few of those different things and see what might work and be able to support maybe a larger group of youth. Like, we could put off a Go Girls program, for example, for some of the girls on our wait list, and then that way we can support our wait list youth as well as they're waiting to be matched. So because we're having a hard time getting some volunteers right now, it gives us a great opportunity to do a few more things with our wait list youth so that they're not just kind of sitting there idle waiting for their mentor, and we can kind of work with them in the meantime.
What is the Go Girls programs?
So our Go Girls program is a group for females. So it's mostly a girl-based program, more in their kind of tween age. So like just kind of pre-teenager years. But it has a lot to do with body image, self-esteem, healthy eating, healthy life choices, and stuff like that. So there's it's a full 7-week program, but you can also do it where, you know, you compact everything and do it sort of in the day. You can do it, you know, in the summer at a school, after school. The opportunities to when to execute it depends on who's looking for the program or where it could work. So right now we are running this program in Walter Gladys School. And so we're looking to partner up with a couple other organizations as well to run it in different places. But it's a great program that really helps, especially when you look at the different dynamics that have come forward in our community when you think of media and the pressures for what, you know, women and girls need to look like, need to be, what, you know, what pretty is and what that looks like. And so it's a lot of conversation around accepting yourself for you and being the best you that you can be.
And knowing when you do see these images, whether they be online or in magazines, newspapers, there's a lot of them are photoshopped to the extreme.
Yeah, exactly. And our Game On program is very similar, but it's just, it's a male program of the same concept. So but they use a bit more, whether it's games or sports, to help relay some of those messages, because sometimes that's a way to easily or communicate sort of those feelings, conversations with young males that might not really want to talk about some things. But they experience the same thing. They do experience body issues. They do experience, you know, what does society think they need to be? What's manly? What does that look like? So it's to talk about the same thing, like how to just be yourself and be okay with being yourself. And so it's the same version of that program. And we also have opportunities where if we want to do like a co-ed version of both of them, we can put both of them together and do kind of a hybrid version of both. But it's great because the entire program's laid out, all the curriculum's laid out, and it's been researched, best practiced, and it's proven to be very effective in a lot of other communities in Canada.
The boys one, I think, is important because it's something that you generally don't think about because you just have, it's more focused on girls usually because you think they're going to be more prone to have those thoughts about body image and all, whether it be eating disorders and stuff. It's more focused on girls than it is boys usually in the media anyway.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you think about it, I mean, all those thoughts and concepts that come up for women and for girls also comes around what boys are thinking and saying, what they're they're also being told what they're supposed to think is pretty as well. Mm-hmm. And so if they think something else is pretty, maybe they're not confident to say that because it's not the right thing to say is pretty, or it's not the... So it's also all those different things around that as well. And for males as well, it's like kind of... You can do and be whatever you want, just like how women can do and be whatever you want. If a woman's going to be, say, an engineer, there might be a few of them in the program, but it is starting to increase and more people are going down that route. But that's just like a male going into the nursing field.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with either of those, but it's having those conversations with youth to let them know that they can experience and do whatever it is that they want, and those stigmas don't have to be attached.
So this is something that you're looking to expand, possibly.
Yeah, for sure.
And so how has it gone so far in the Walter and Gladys School?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's been a really great program. And like I said, we're looking forward to doing it with some of our waitlist kids as well. So the more non-designated funding that we can get, we can put it towards programs like this to kind of give them a try, see how it works. Because once we actually have a stable environment to do that program in, like a school buys in and we decide to do it every year, then that's when I can apply for more sustainable funding for something. But in the meantime, it's great to have that non-designated funds to kind of just try it out and see how it works best in the community or where the need is first before moving forward with making a more sustained program.
So how do you go about deciding which programs to bring into the community and how you think they would fit in with this region?
So for us, with Big Brothers Big Sisters, like I said, Game On and Go Girls are both registered to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we're pretty lucky in that way that we're a nonprofit that's attached to a national body. So there's more than 100 Big Brothers Big Sisters offices across Canada.
Yeah.
So it's having those conversations with the executive directors of other Big Brother organizations in like communities, whether it be Grand Prairie or something like that, to find out, like, you know, what programs have they been running, which ones are working for them. You can look at the stats over the years of all the different Big Brothers Big Sisters across Canada and how their programs have been working over the many years. So it's not a program we just kind of made up out of thin air. It's something that has that research, that has that backing, and you can see, like, if the demographic of youth that we have here fits the same as it does in another community and how well it did somewhere else. So it gives you an idea of if that's going to work or not. And like I said, we have access then to the material because it's registered to us, and then we can use those things. So it's great to have that access to that program material rather than starting from scratch and creating something new and then not having the research behind it to know that it's effective.
And so when you're planning out your year, just kind of look at the programs that the chapters across Canada offer and then just see which one you think would
So right now, I mean, we've been running our community-based programs and our in-school programs basically since we started back in 1979. And so that's how long we've been in the community, which is pretty fantastic. We added on the Full Circle Mentoring Program back in 2009 because there was a committee that came together with several different individuals that noted that Indigenous programming was a gap that we had in our community. So that's when we installed that program. Corporate mentoring is something we installed recently, actually, and that was more due to the fact that companies and industry wanted to provide not just money, but also some sort of tangible support. They wanted to show how they were really giving back, not just financially, but how they could really be involved. And there's a lot of Big Brothers Big Sisters organizations that do the corporate mentoring, so it seemed like a really good fit at that point. And now, like I said, we're just taking a look at things like Game On and Go Girls and how else we can provide that support. Group programming also requires less volunteers than the one-on-one. So although the one-on-one is like the most effective there is and the one
what you're
I
known
promote,
for, I think.
And it would be the one I promote the most and is the most successful. Group programming also provides, you know, you can have 10 kids in a program with 2 volunteers and they're still at least getting some support. It's not the same as one-on-one, but with the number of volunteers that we have available, it does give us a better sort of return in terms of like that volunteer's time.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Wood Buffalo, Joanne Angel and Drusiv. So coming up, you have two big events for 2018. One that is coming up in March, on March 24th, is Curl for Kids.
Yep.
Just tell us a bit about the event.
So our Coral for Kids event we've been doing since, I believe, 2012. So it was after the bowling alley kind of closed down. Yep. Across Canada, Big Brothers Big Sisters, a lot of organizations do the Bowl for Kids Sake. So we kind of did a different swing on it with Coral for Kids to make up for the fact that we don't have a bowling alley. So essentially what it is you put in a team of four. It can be more than four if you'd like, but curling teams generally are about four. You raise pledges for the organization. So you can raise pledges, whether it be online or just the old school paper way of doing it. And you raise money for the organization, and then you come in the day of the event on the 24th and you curl against another team. So it's a great opportunity to do things like competition. So say, for example, like if Mix and Cruz both put in a team and they competed against one another, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, so you curl for about 2 hours and then we kind of have a free pizza party upstairs afterwards.
Last year when we participated, it was a Disney theme. Is there a theme this year?
Yeah, so this year we're just going with purple. So there's not really a theme as much as everyone's just encouraged to wear something purple so we can just kind of flood the area with the color purple.
Perfect. Yeah, it was tons of fun last year. We wanted to start a team after that, but we're horrible. And in addition, so that just runs in the morning, right?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we've changed it up a little bit this year. In the past, we had different time slots that you could come and curl for. Instead, we just have like the one time slot this year. Our goal is to fill up the entire curling rink, and then everyone can go upstairs together and kind of celebrate their wins or their losses. And we'll have a couple of spot prizes and team prizes and things like that as well, which is going to be really exciting. And yeah, so it should start at like from 11 to 1 o'clock would be the curling, and then from 1 o'clock afterwards would be the event upstairs where we get a chance to celebrate, have some free food. But really, we encourage people to start getting their teams in because we're only doing the one time slot. We're hoping to fill up pretty quick. So team captains contact and they fill out all the paperwork for their own team, and then they'll get the information that they need to move forward. But it's a great opportunity because you don't even need to know how to curl.
It's very friendly.
Yeah, we'll have a couple of volunteers there. And especially if you put two teams in, then you're going to be curling against people that you know. So it could be a familiar, you know, whether it's, like I said, it's friendly competition because it's a different company or organization that you want to curl against, or it's just there's eight of you friends that want to get together and just try curling for once. It's a great Canadian sport. Lots of people watch it on TV, and you don't really get that much of an opportunity to just go in and just try it just to see how it goes. And we'll have a few volunteers there that will teach you a few tips and tricks that you might need to get started, but otherwise it's just a really fun afternoon.
And you just got to show up because all the equipment is there.
Everything's there for you. All you have to do is just remember to bring kind of indoor shoes, because you can't have like those big bulky snow boots on the ice. They do have a tournament, I think, the next or that evening, so just making sure that the ice stays clean for everybody. But yeah, as long as you just have some indoor shoes to wear, you don't need to bring anything else.
And register by contacting your office.
Yep, exactly. So you can call us at 780-791-2447. Or you can also email us at mcwb@bigbrothersbigsisters.ca or our website.
Perfect. Also, later on in 2018, on September 22nd, you have your 9th annual wine auction. Last year was your best ever, exceeding your fundraising goal. So you're saying there's lots planned for this 9th one coming up, and then also your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, so our 9th one, save the date, September 22nd. Tickets are going to be coming out very soon. Really excited about what we have coming forward. So I'm not going to tell anybody what the theme is yet, but it's going to be coming out very, very soon, and we're really excited about it. We sold out last year, so if you are interested in tickets, don't wait too late for this one because we are looking to sell out again. We've taken any information that we had from last year to just make this year even better. So we're really looking forward to a lot of different things. We take anytime we get any sort of feedback from any of the guests or participants, we definitely take it to heart and consideration and try to do our best to make it so that it's the best experience possible for the people that are attending. So we're really looking forward to this year. And because the big 10th anniversary is coming up next year, we're also putting in a lot of plans already in place for that particular year. So stay tuned.
All right. Anything else you want to add on any of this?
And just that we also have our duck race in September as well. That always comes up on Labor Day, so be aware of that coming up. But mostly get your teams in for Curl for Kids, save the date for the wine auction. And if you're ever considering volunteering, or your first New Year's resolution fell through and you just want to give back to the community and do something else, by all means, please call our office at 791-2447.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
And that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.